Alrighty, let's rock this thing. 3, 2, 1. Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, February the 19th. It must be City Manager's Day, not President's Day, huh?
It must be, yes. Okay. President's Day was yesterday in most parts of the world, this country. Our world.
It's like that stupid question, right? Is there a July 4th in England? Think about it, people. It's really a stupid question.
I do like that.
Joining us this afternoon is Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza.
Hi, Brian.
So did you enjoy your President's Day off?
I did.
Good.
I enjoyed it yesterday.
Did the kids?
The kids did also.
Okay, good. As long as they weren't prodding you to go back to work.
No, they're off this week. They're having a good time.
Yeah. And you didn't get in the way of their good time.
Not yet, although they need to clean up and do their cleanup stuff. You know how fathers are supposed to be pushing their kids to do that cleanup stuff.
And don't forget the snow cones tonight.
Yeah, isn't that something? Cars are driving through town with caked with snow.
Yeah, well, or hail.
No, it was snow. There were some people this morning.
Well, that's right, because you guys have got Fickle Hill coming down.
We have Fickle Hill, so you figured.
The real stuff.
I'd say there were some cars that probably had 2 or 3 inches of snow on their hoods.
Well, I did measure. I had 3/4 of an inch of hail on the truck.
Well,
after the first one out here, we had 3 out here.
So are you saying there's a cloud over your radio station here that hails extra?
No, I'm just saying it's a hail of a place to work.
Ooh, good.
KINS News and Information Times 3:10. We'll be back with Randy Mendoza.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggie of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Randy Mendoza. But before we do, I've got two of them. Herb Cain.
Oh, I remember Herb Cain from the Chronicle.
Groucho Marx.
Two good ones.
Take your pick.
Oh, go to Herb Cain.
All right. Quote, isn't it nice the people who prefer Los Angeles to San Francisco live there? There's also a cool quote here from Will Durst. I suppose I could sneak this one in. In San Francisco, Halloween is redundant.
What happened to Groucho?
I closed the page on that chapter. Okay. We moved on now, man. I suppose I could find it, but nah.
keep our audience in suspended anticipation for next month's program.
You betcha. We'll just do a little cryogenic freeze on everything and move on. So what's going on in Arcata? Did you guys have any complications with the hail this morning?
Not that I know of. It was interesting watching people drive through town with large amounts of snow caked. It's like the cars were frosted. So the cars that came from Fickle Hill and had this thick frosting of white snow on their roofs this morning. That was kind of fun to see.
But nobody went sliding into anybody that you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of. If there had been I don't think that there have been any serious things, which is good because sometimes it seems when people, when we get frost or ice, they tend to think that they can drive this just as fast as when they don't, and they start slipping around. Even if you're in a four-wheel drive, if it's icy and hailing, you're going to be spinning out.
You're still up off the pavement.
You're still up off the pavement. You got a lot less friction.
What kind of future do you see? You, Randy, is the general manager of the company. You, Randy, is somebody who's been around for a while. What kind of future do you see for Valley West? What is it going to look like in 20 years?
I think it's going to be a more polished version of what we have right now. In fact, we are. It's on our staff agenda this week. We're getting ready to do a neighborhood meeting up there. I talked to one of the business people here a while back, and he offered his establishment. So the city staff is getting ready to invite the businesses out there to just have a dialogue. Everything from streets to crime prevention, business opportunities. We did lose some redevelopment funds for the sprucing up out there, which is very disappointing, but that doesn't mean that we can't do things, and we certainly would like to.
All right, let me ask you the question this way then. What does Valley West look like today?
Today, it is it's holding its own. I don't think that there's open storefronts out there that I know of, other than the hotel, the former Days Inn, North Coast Inn. I shouldn't call it Days Inn because there's a Days Inn, a new Days Inn just down the street. We don't want to confuse them. But even the future for that building, I think, is very promising. The Royal Bank of Scotland owns it. And any day now, I'm told that that they're going to be rehabbing that so that it can be sold. So they've paid off the city all the monies that were owed for utilities to the city, and they certainly wouldn't pay that amount of money, which is about about $100,000. They wouldn't have paid that without being serious to do something with that. So that's good news. We have the Zanzi Carlson Park development just right there off of Gentoli around the corner, and that was just paved. I mean, it's basically ready to start accepting building projects and tenants. So Valley West is a hot area for Arcata, and it's one of the few areas left in the city that there's space for people to build and develop businesses.
As you look at that, what was its original intent? Was it visitor serving? Was it somewhere outside the business core? Where did Valley West come from? Because it kind of seems like it's kind of like that piece of fried chicken that's attached to the main piece. And but you don't have any real idea how come. Where did Valley West come from?
You know, that's even before my time. That was developed in the 70s, and it was annexed, and it was... it's great because it's a part of Arcata, but it's a great economic engine for Arcata. And, you know, we have historic downtown, we have the university neighborhoods, and then we have Valley West, which really holds its own. It's a critical part of Arcata. A lot of our businesses are there. There's a lot of, and then the city has the industrial park out there as well, which kind of fits in very nicely with the Valley West neighborhood. So the city, we feel like the city is part of the Valley West neighborhood.
There's certainly been an awful lot of buildup with apartments in the last 15 or 20 years there. I was wondering if the grand scheme was student housing and it's taken on a little bit different flavor, or if it was seen as something else.
Both. Low to moderate income housing is, of course, a requirement of the state, and the city has done its part to try to facilitate that, and that's where there's grants that are available. So the city's partnership with local builders has been very important, I think, to establish those. But, you know, more housing creates economy. These are people that are coming to town, that are shopping in our stores, that are purchasing gas, and et cetera. So it's a healthy part of the city's growth.
KINS, News and Information Times 319. We'll be back with more from Randy Mendoza.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. If you have a dog or plan to add one to your family, you'll want to know about the Humboldt Dog Obedience Group, or HumDog for short. HumDog, a nonprofit organization, began in 1978 and is run by 50 volunteers. Its purpose is to teach dogs good citizenship. HumDog conducts classes nearly every Monday evening throughout the year at Redwood Acres. There are puppy training classes, basic training for dogs over 6 months old, and more advanced classes. The modest fees are used to pay the rent and professional trainers. Each session lasts an hour. HumDog also puts on two annual events, the Dog Expo in March and the Dog Agility Trial in August. Both draw crowds of dog lovers. For those who apply for funds to spay or neuter their dog, HumDog has a special fund that may be able to help. See their website, www.humdog.org. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 424. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Randy Mendoza. Randy, some of the different challenges I would think is trying to keep neighborhoods homogenous. You know, Valley West has its flavor. You ticked off the downtown quarter. Certainly that's a different feeling. The university, I wouldn't call it a district, but let's say neighborhoods, have a different feel. Is that something that just kind of occurs? Or do you see that that's something that is kind of more of a historical? I'm thinking out now where the drive-in theater used to be, the hospital is. That's a different neighborhood. It's not really part of Valley West. It's really not part of downtown. Well, but it's got its own entity, its own feel about it.
Yeah, for the folks out in Radio Land that don't.
Everybody knows where Arcata is.
They don't know where the drive-in theater was, but it was down on Hinden Road, which is now where the Mad River Rapids RV Park is, and also the BLM building and that sort of thing, the Welcome Center.
You mean where Tony's has been forever?
Between Tony's and James.
Nobody knows the other ones.
So that was the drive-in theater when I first moved here. So what was your question? I was thinking about just correcting you on your
neighborhood
history.
Waiting to pounce. The neighborhood essence or feel.
Oh, yes.
That is there. Is that something that the general plan encourages? Is that something that the city tries to encourage for efficiencies with the layout?
Well, the districts are reflected in the general plan, but I think that basically it's because the people that live there have kind of identified that. They put their mark on them. And it's very interesting you bring up Valley West and downtown. They're very, very different missions and very, very different flavors, yet those folks are part of the Chamber of Commerce and also, you know, part of Arcata Main Street. So similar missions, but definitely different flavors because we have those districts in Arcata that Northtown is another district. That just seems to, people call it Northtown, and it kind of identifies as Northtown.
Very distinct feel.
It is.
And even though it's not really large. You know, none of these are really large, but they do definitely have their distinctness.
Yeah. And I kind of like it, personally, because I think it creates pride. You know, people that are in those areas are very proud of their districts, and I think that they enjoy working and living there.
When there was a redevelopment agency, and there was redevelopment dollars, would the city overtly try to encourage a certain business type or profile? I'm thinking, and I don't, where Hine, oh, come on. K Street becomes what?
Alliance.
Thank you. At the four-way intersection. You got the gas station, you've got a neighborhood.
Actually, a couple blocks north. It becomes, that's 11th and K. You're thinking about the gas station. And then Alliance becomes... K Street becomes Alliance at about 13th or 14th.
Okay.
Right at the curb there.
There was a grocery store that was there for years. It's not there anymore. The neighborhood doesn't have a grocery store. Does the city care? Or
yes.
Is that something that you just allow the local market forces to come to bear? And if somebody wants to put in a grocery store there to serve that neighborhood, knock your socks off. And if not, that's okay too.
Well, yes, we do care. Are you thinking down at Alliance and Spear, the old Alliance corner store? Yes. Well, there is.
That's where I was trying to go. Where'd you take me?
I thought you were on the south end down there at 11th and K. But yeah, the gas station. Well, yes, that gas station is
wrong gas station.
Okay, but that gas station is a store too. I mean, they have a little store there.
A little convenience.
And
stuff,
the owner, the person that owns the gas station, the little store owns that building across the street. And I've been had several discussions with him about cleaning up that building. So that's something that the city is very interested in helping.
A current topic of discussion, perhaps?
Well, I hope so. I'd like to get it there, but I don't think the owner's quite ready yet. But if he's listening out there, give us a call, John.
This was on me entirely. But when you get into that, because I can remember, decades ago when Roy Robinson was in your chair, and trying to define the area of blight for the special funding that was there. And I remember him having it. I think Tyson may have been working there at the time.
Well, that's what the redevelopment money was for.
Right, and trying to get your arms around, your hands around what is blight. I think it's kind of like the Supreme Court said with pornography. I don't know what it is, but when I see it, I know.
Yeah.
So when you see individual sites that are problematic, do you try to do the gentle persuasion approach, or do you try to not even do anything at all, or something more aggressive?
No, definitely the general persuasion approach, and we really work that hard. And to, and in most cases, people have been very good about it. But we don't ignore it, especially when citizens complain. But we also look for things ourselves, like the Alliance Market building. We get a lot of complaints about that, and I've had several discussions with the owner about, you know, keeping the graffiti cleaned up. And I've made some personal visits out there to say, can you please clean up the graffiti, because it's just going to bring more. And they do. They're very good about doing that when we ask them. But ideally, we'd like to help them do something with that building so that it doesn't continue to be a blight magnet. So those are things.
Is that a redevelopment term? Blight magnet?
No. Well, you know, Arcata, interesting enough, does not have a blight ordinance like Eureka, so we can basically just do the verbal persuasion.
I see. A little slam at Panos. Okay, fine.
No,
it's 3:30.
This is Fred Van Fleck, Eureka City School Superintendent. Exciting new things are happening in our district next year. Reducing our kinder through third grade class size to 23-1. Eliminating our combination classes in the reopening of Winship Middle School. Remember, we are the largest district on the North Coast, allowing us to have the most diverse course in extracurricular offerings. Enrollment is happening now. Please stop by the district office across from Eureka High School or visit the website at eurekacityschools.org.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:36. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Randy Mendoza. You didn't drive the convertible over today, did you?
No.
Okay.
No. But I did see, I did pass Mark Lovelace, and he had the top up on his convertible.
Yeah.
Which is the first time I've ever seen the top on his convertible up.
What do you think, Randy, about this effort, either to get an additional carrier or just simply to rename the airport? Do you see this as something that really is exciting? Is this going to help the area?
Well,
what you do about nothing?
I don't know. Getting another carrier, I think, is crucial to the economy of our region. It's just unfortunate that we have to come up with $1 million every 5 or 8 years to bring one here. So I would love to see something that would have a reoccurring, you know, to have that $1 million ready in another 5 or 6 years so that we can do that again. But that's
kind of a self-funding.
Yeah, because we know it's going to happen again. So it would be great if there was some kind of a sustainability factor there.
Man up, admit it, go on.
Well, yeah. I don't know what I know there's some federal laws that maybe prohibit collecting, you know, a fund here. So,
you know, if there were two carriers and we each paid $150 less a round trip because of competition, I bet you most of us wouldn't mind throwing back another $5 into the kitty and call it the, you know, attract a new carrier fund or whatever you want to call it for the next time. And just every time, just kind of dink it away like that.
It really would be great, in my opinion, for the region if we could do that. But when I've asked that question, I think that there are some federal FAA or federal rules that limit those opportunities, which they are. I don't know what they are. But
so the carrier can stab us, but we can't set aside a small amount if we're not getting stabbed.
Well, I'm not sure.
Kind of seems a little inconsistent, huh?
Well, I don't want to report that because I'm not sure the details on that other than I don't think that you can. I was told that you can't take it off the tickets. Now, whether maybe you can take it from other sources, perhaps, but you can't pull it off.
How about a tip jar?
Tip jar would be good because I think, you know, I'm glad that we have that. I mean, our city donated, Arcata pledged $10,000 to that cause because it is an important to our community. I just hope we don't have to do it again.
Just $10,000 straight or $10,000 in future flying?
Well, Arcata, that was the matching funds to the Headwaters. Arcata pledged $10,000 towards that as its part in the consortium of organizations that pledged that to bring a carrier here. So we agree that that's an important thing.
What is the city's philosophy about travel training? Do you? And if you do you have them fly out? Do you have them use the city rigs to go driving to wherever the gathering is? Is there a policy?
There is. Well, there's no. We try to go the most efficient route. Unfortunately, most of the trainings are in Sacramento or Southern California, so it's hard to pay an employee cars and hotels to drive to Southern California. So there is a fair amount of flying required. We have backed off on a lot of the travel just because of the cost, but we feel that training is important, and it's important to engage with colleagues in the state because you learn a lot and you bring back a lot. So
I can remember there used to be, and maybe this is because I was a little bit more tuned into the government grindings at the time, seemed to be that there were a lot of regional gatherings here, whether it was in the community center, whether it was at the Eureka Inn, whether it was at the Red Lion or any of the other facilities that were available at the time, where we would have, I don't know, 20 to 50 showing up for whatever the particular event is. Does that still happen, or is it more focused in the large areas where others can drive to and we have to ship our folks out?
No, we have those. Two that I'm involved with is our insurance JPA. We just met in Cloverdale. So Arcata, everybody met in Arcata the year before last. And then we have our Redwood Region League of Cities group that I think we were in Crescent City last year, and Arcata had that a couple of years ago. So next year, the insurance JPA is actually meeting in Eureka. So everybody, all of our, I think we have 17 members that are coming from various cities, Cotati, Rohnert Park, Cloverdale, Willits, Ukiah, Fort Bragg, all those folks will be coming to Eureka next year.
So those, and staff, do you still have, department heads have those types of gatherings as well?
Yes. Yes, they do. So it's we do have regional, but some of the more training sessions where you're actually going for trainings, you know, with professionals in the, generally we have to go to Southern California, it's, unfortunately.
Yeah, I always have found that the training with the non-professionals is far more entertaining.
Well, we have the meetings, you know, the meetings where you're collaborating with colleagues are regional, but the training sessions are generally in metropolitan areas.
Nice cover. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:42. We'll be back with more from Randy Mendoza.
Sacred Heart Church invites you to join us every Sunday for our liturgical celebrations. Saturday, 4 p.m. Confessions, 5 p.m. Sunday's Vigil Mass, 7 p.m. Spanish Mass, and on Sundays, 9:30 Morning Mass and 12:30 Spanish Mass. Come and celebrate with us.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:46. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Randy Mendoza. Randy, the name of the airport, you going to cry if it doesn't have Arcata in it?
Well, since that's on the city council agenda on tomorrow, I'll have to keep too many personal things, my personal opinions out
well,
of it.
Well, I asked if you would cry.
I won't cry, but it is kind of neat having an airport named after Arcata.
Well, so, the coding is there, isn't it?
ACV, yes, and that'll always stay there. It is kind of cool to say, you know, we have our airport. It's what airport is it? Well, it's Arcata Airport. And I sometimes, you know, I'll if I'm feeling benevolent, I'll throw the Eureka in there too. But.
Yeah, then you really have to be looped to mention that it's in McKinleyville.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's out in our fire district.
We're occupied. It is in our fire. That's correct. It is in our fire district. That is true. Oh. You know, we'll see. I don't think the city of Arcata has a lot to say about it. It's gonna. it's going to be on the agenda for Wednesday to have a presentation and then discuss it. But I think what will happen will happen. We'll just have to see what that will be.
Kind of goes that way, doesn't it?
It seems to. I know, although it's interesting, you know, I've been to the Yosemite Airport, and when you go there, you realize this isn't Yosemite, this is Fresno. You know, you can, it's nowhere at all Yosemite, but they still call it the Yosemite Airport.
Almost kind of feel like you've been taken advantage of?
Well, I don't know.
Or sold a bill of goods?
It just didn't seem to make any difference to me, but I thought it was kind of interesting. Why, you know, because if you're going to Fresno, you're going there for a reason, and if you're going to Yosemite, it's not to go to Yosemite, but people say.
So that, you say you don't accidentally end up in Fresno?
Right.
Okay.
But they say that this could have an economic benefit for our region. So if the experts feel that that's the case, then great.
As long as there's a big statue out in front of John Wayne, we're okay.
Oh, yeah, that's...
I think that statue is the coolest thing. And the same at St. Louis with Lindbergh.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody. I wonder if that's... No, that isn't Alexander von Humboldt. It would be... You wouldn't ship McKinley off to the airport, would you?
No, he's not for sale. He's a historical relic, so you'd have to do a whole sequa... study to touch him.
It would probably be drug out through the permitting process inside of the city of Arcata. Is that
right,
what you're saying?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So you don't want that rumor to start.
Right. Right. No, that's been started plenty of times.
To take him out to the airport?
Well, McKinleyville, I hear, wants him, but I think he'll. I think 100 years from now, he'll still be where he's at. That's my bet.
That would be kind of cool to have a statue of von Humboldt up there, though.
Yeah, but did he ever even live here?
Well, no. But they still were crazy enough to name the place after. You don't want a ship out there, do you? You know, here's the Windship.
Right, yeah.
Or, you know, Booner. Or, I mean, who else would you put out there as a single individual representing the area?
Well, definitely not Booner, because people would... mispronounce his name.
Yeah. And well, then it gets back to Eureka again. So,
and we'd have an identity crisis here between the locals and the folks that can't pronounce Booner.
And we probably can't plant too many redwood trees too close to it because they could tip over and crush the airport. That would probably be frowned upon also, huh?
Can you plant trees around an airport?
Well, as long as it's not by the runway, I wouldn't imagine it would be too much problem.
Yeah, but they do grow, so you probably would have to cut them down.
Exponentially to get out there, huh? Well, I'll tell you what, you know, at your next meeting of HCOG, why don't you bring those factors into play? Let's see if it gets any traction.
Airport or Redwoods or...
And von Humboldt, yeah.
Oh, von Humboldt.
Yeah. You can let them know that the von Humboldt statue, though, got far more widespread support on this show than did the statue of Mendoza. It just didn't get any traction. Yeah, there wasn't any feedback on that one.
I'll tell you what, when I see a donation can at your front counter for the von Humboldt statue, I'll back you up.
Good deal. I'll find a coffee mug and do some writing before you come back. Thanks for coming by, bud.
Thanks, Brian.
We've been Talking Shop this afternoon with Randy Mendoza. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love, and I'll see you tomorrow.